Well, they called it right. The rain's coming.
It won't hurt you.
What's your name, man?
Miles.
Miles? I'm Jim.
Nice to meet you, Jim. Where are you from? You look familiar. I think I might have met you somewhere before.
I don't know.
But I've been all over the country.
Yeah, have you? Yeah, I've been all over the country too.
Well traveled.
Originally from Wisconsin. We have a small homestead in central Missouri, but now you'll see a white van down there with a bunch of gospel signs on it. That's our house. We pretty much travel all over the country. Can I share some good news with you?
No, give it to somebody who doesn't know what it says.
I want to share with you, man, because I love you. You're my neighbor.
But I already know what it says.
What does it say?
It says Jesus is the only way to get into heaven.
Amen. You don't believe that?
I believe in God. Yeah. I believe God's the way you get
Take this and look at my website and test it, because I care about you. He is the only way. He's either Lord or liar. I always share that with people. He can't be a good prophet. He can't be a good man.
But you tell your dead, you won't know which it was.
Well, by faith. The Bible says we must please God by faith. And
it also says to judge a tree by his fruits.
Well, that's true. That's why I try to walk in holiness and obedience to God. But look around. Look at this amazing creation. Look at you. Look at me. Look at the animals. Look at the world. The Bible says we're without excuse to see his creation. And let me share this with you. I always think this is kind of poignant. Many world religions. What was your first name again?
Miles.
Miles. I should remember that. That's a unique name. Many world religions. You know what they're always doing, Miles? They're always reaching up to God. New Age, occultists, Buddhists, Hindus, Islam. Reaching up to God to please God. You know what? Christianity is beautiful. You know why? It's the only world faith, okay?
Mm-hmm.
God reached down to man in Jesus Christ. It's the only one. The only one. God reached down and said, here I am, here's who I am, here's the way. I love you enough to show you the way. And he came and he lived like you and I. He knew every temptation. He knew every suffering. He knew every pain. He knew every persecution.
What's your denomination?
We're not one. We don't belong to any denomination. We preach the good news of Jesus Christ, the Bible. We preach the gospel, faith in his shed blood and his resurrection to forgive your sins, repentance, turning from your ways and your sinful life. My sinful life, I used to be a drunk, a worldly man, a fighter. I could have cared less about you a few decades ago. And the Bible says you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. He'll give you a new heart and a new mind. He gives you the power to leave your sin. The holiness is holiness. And obedience is the fruit that you are born of God, as you said. Jesus said, judge a tree by its fruit, and then endure in your faith. Most people think you raise your hand. This is American churchianity. Raise your hand, say a prayer to Jesus, go live like the devil, and I'm going to heaven.
Don't work that way.
Yeah, the Bible says you must endure in your faith. So I have a website. We don't want anyone's money. I support myself. I love my neighbor, and whenever I get a chance to talk to people, my stick sometimes gives me that chance. I like to remind people this life is fleeting.
Where do you go to church at?
It's very narrow. We don't go to church. We are the body of Christ. And we gather with true saints only, not hypocrites, not people that choose and live in sin.
One more question for you.
Yeah.
Did you stop gathering because of COVID?
Well, I'm on the road, so my wife is the only one with me, and I like to gather with my wife. If we were back in a small congregation, we would not stop gathering.
Good. I will not ever go to a church to shut down for
COVID. Yeah,
I refuse.
COVID is foolishness. Let me just share with you, and if you go to my website, it would teach you a lot of the things I'm saying, all from God's Word. American churchianity, from Roman Catholic to Baptist to Lutheran to Methodist to Jehovah's Witness, they're all about power, money, false man-made traditions. Okay, the greatest tradition is coming up, Christ Mass. This is not found anywhere in the scriptures where God's people are told to celebrate it. They've linked a red pagan man called Santa Claus to it. They've linked covetousness to it, materialism to it.
It actually says in the Bible not to take a tree into your home and decorate it with silver.
Jeremiah 10, very good.
My entire adult life, even as a voodoo practitioner in New Orleans, I'd never had a Christmas tree in my house.
Yeah, so what's happened is God says serve and worship me, and American churchianity has merged with the world. I don't care what flavor. And that's why I don't belong to any one of them. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me. So I want you to look at Jesus' words, open your Bible, read the New Testament, see who he was, see he's the only way.
For the entire book cover to cover seven times.
But here's the difference though. You can't just read it like a manual, read it like a fact book. What you have to do is cry out to God and ask him for understanding and wisdom. I used to read the Bible before I was born again. When I was born again, lights went on and I began to see the truth stick to me and it began to attach. It's kind of like the difference between you see a woman and you go, she seems like a nice woman. Yeah, I know her. All of a sudden, you commit to her, you marry her, you're with her for 10 years, you see a whole different person. So it's a greatly enhanced experience by the Spirit. You must have the Spirit of God in you. American churchianity is operating in false spirits, without the Spirit. They are operating with a fake Jesus that says, just come to me and you can live any way you want. No, Jesus says, don't come to me unless you're ready to surrender everything. Then you can enter into my kingdom.
You're not wrong.
So I just like to remind people, well, God's word is true. I got nothing but God's word. Uncompromised, like the prophets brought. I'm not a prophet, but like the prophets brought, they were hated, persecuted, killed. Why?
A wise man would never proclaim himself a prophet.
Yeah.
There's bad things that happen if you're wrong and you're
yeah. Yeah, in the Old Testament, you'd be stoned to death if you were wrong about calling yourself a prophet.
Book of Revelations, you get thrown into the lake of fire.
Yes, yes, amen. And I believe, you mentioned COVID. I believe COVID, it's not the mark of the beast. I believe these things happening, though, are steps in society, getting people ready.
You're walking in the end days.
Yes.
Whether you believe in Jesus or not, this is the end of times.
This is why I retired early at 52 to travel and preach the gospel, because nothing's more important than reminding people. We go out, we hold gospel signs. We go and stand outside religious places. Oh, they love that. We go to events. You'll see, if you look on my website, you'll see Super Bowl preaching. We were at Franklin Graham, a great false teacher. We stood outside there, so we're fair. We go to Roman Catholic places. We go to Mormon places.
What do you think of Jonathan Kahn?
Oh, Jonathan Kahn is that false prophet we talked about.
You really think?
Oh, yes. He's a mystic, false prophet, false gospel. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Why?
I actually have a testing on him on my website. Look up on the Unbiblical Teachers blog, Jonathan Kahn. Well, because he's into the mysticism of the cabal and numerology and Bible codes, and also... You just said you know a tree by its fruit. You also know a man by his associations. So if you go on my website and you see me shaking hands with Jim Baker, the charlatan down there in Branson, you'd go, this guy Jim seems a little corrupt. He's shaking. He should be rebuking that guy. Jonathan Kahn goes on TBN, goes on Jim Baker, and he's a false prophet. He's a seller. This is gonna help you. A quick test to see who's a false teacher. Test their gospel. If they don't preach what I just preached you from God's word, faith in Christ and shed blood, repentance, being born again, come out of the world, come out of man-made religion, endure in the faith. If they don't preach that five-point gospel, they're a false teacher. Do they sell anything of the things of God? I don't care if it's a book for $5.95. If they sell the things of God, they're a money tearer. They're a mammon.
So you don't like Michael Rood either?
Oh, no. No. Oh, no.
I know that guy.
Yes. Okay. No, I don't like him either. And then have they come out of the world themselves? You ask me what denomination. If a guy's preaching the truth and he goes, well, I'm a Lutheran. You go, Martin Luther was a murderous, hate-filled man. How could you be...
Anti-Semitic.
Yes, yes. Very good. How could you be part of something like that?
I'm very, very versed in religion and there's our doctrines.
Yeah, see, and that's what you want to avoid is man-made religion. But the Bible says pure religion in James 1 is taking care of widows and orphans, truly the needy, not the guys panhandling on the corner that just want to do it for...
Yeah. Some of those are truly needy. It also says in the Bible to give the alms to those who ask and let God judge what they do with it.
What verse does it say let God judge what they do with it? I know it says if someone asks for money, do not withhold it from them. But if you have to look in the context of that, it's for care and for feeding and looking after people. You would never give someone money if you knew that you were going to promote their sinful habit, alcoholism or drugs that are going to destroy them. Is that loving your neighbor?
That depends.
That's not loving your neighbor.
That depends.
If I knew you were going to shoot heroin in your veins, I would never give you cash.
Hopefully never again.
I'll buy you food. I'll buy you food. I'll buy gas for your car. I'll do all kinds of things. Just the other day, a man tried to get me up for money, and he said, I need food and I need gas. And I said, you know what? I don't give out cash. I said, tell you what, follow me to the gas station. I said, I'll fill your tank for you. And he said, you don't trust me. And I said, I don't give out cash. And then I said, are you hungry? You want some food? You know what he said to me, Miles? He said, you don't trust me, I'm out of here. And he squealed off. He wanted cash because he wants drugs and money.
But if he's approaching you when you're in your car, there's a 99.9% chance he's just a hustler.
Yes.
Making his living.
Yes, yes, I know. I deal with homeless people all over the country.
Me
and
too.
I have stopped at hundreds of them and given them my card, my phone number, my email. We bless them if they're hungry. We'll give them a need. If they need something like a tent or a blanket or something, we're happy to do that. I had one guy, I say, call me, I have resources, I'll get you off the street. If you want to get off the street and work and clean yourself up. I had one guy call me one time, Miles, out of a couple hundred. You know what he said to me? I'm wondering if you could give me money for a cab, I can't make it to the food pantry. Or no, I wonder if you could give me gas money for my car to make it to the food pantry. And I said, you know what? I'm just leaving. I talked to him on the corner for 20 minutes. He never said anything. I'm leaving town. I said, tell you what. I said, I'll call you a cab and I'll pay for the cab. You know what he said to me? Ah, never mind. Thanks a lot. And he hung up.
Yeah.
It was all about cash. So the homeless people are swindlers in most cases, just like in most cases, your man in the pulpit is a swindler. So we started on religion. Don't look to religion. Look to Christ. See his word and his truth. He said, when he comes back, will there be any true faith left on earth?
Doubtful.
Yeah.
Seriously, dude, I don't think there's any now.
No. And so I know saints scattered all over the world. I don't know one place, I'm going to say this. You could tie me to a tree and burn me alive and I won't change my mind. I don't know one place in all of America, and I've been to every 50 state, in a building, people organized as a body of believers of church, that one of two things, they're either fully biblical today, or they desire to be and they're willing to make those changes. I know of no such body. They're all compromised. They got to pay for the building. They got to bring more people in. They're keeping Christmas. They're keeping pagan holidays. They dressed worldly. They have a false gospel. And Jesus said in Revelation 2 and 3, what will be of those bodies that won't repent of all their sin? He removes their lampstand. So sin is not cleansed. Your sin, my sin.
Well, if that's the case, then we're all doomed.
No. No, no, let me finish. Sin is not cleansed unless you repent and leave it. You saw me walk in with my wife? If I told you I had a mistress, and you said to me, well, you claim to be a godly man, and I say, I know, but I really like this mistress. I think if you had any sense, you would say, you got to leave the mistress if you're serious about...
You need to marry her.
You got to leave the mistress if you're serious about loving your wife. And what if I said, I really want to love my wife, but I don't want to leave my mistress.
You would tell you to marry her.
You would call
because
me a hypocrite.
The Bible doesn't condemn polygamy. It just... not a good idea.
That's another whole topic. So that's my point. We must leave sin. Jesus never saves us in sin, Miles. He saves us out of sin. If you were stuck in quicksand, okay, let's say the quicksand is sin. You're in quicksand. I love Miles. He's my neighbor. Hey, whoop, I'm going to go jump into quicksand with Miles.
That's not how that's done.
We both would go down.
Right.
Here's what I do. I throw you a rope and I say, hold on, Miles. I used to be in there. I pull you out, clean the quicksand off you. Now you've been saved. Now you've been on the path to redemption. If you stay in the quicksand,
where are you from?
You're gonna go under. Wisconsin, Missouri.
What part of Wisconsin?
We travel over. About an hour north of Madison. New Lisbon, Mauston.
All right.
Yeah. And then we have a small homestead in central Missouri, north of Lake of the Ozarks, but we're never there. We travel, we like to travel and preach all over. We're headed south because people are outside, it's warmer weather. If we were in Wisconsin, you and I wouldn't be standing here talking.
I might be, I'm from Detroit.
Oh, okay. Everybody's freezing to death. So we're headed down to Florida, Georgia, Florida, and we do a lot of street preaching outside.
Have you been to New Orleans?
I haven't done New Orleans yet. I travel with my wife. If it was you and I as brothers, I'd go anywhere. I travel with my wife, so I use wisdom to not put my wife in danger. I don't care if they kill me, but I really don't want my wife being...
New Orleans is a very dangerous place.
Yes. So we go to dangerous places, but I pick and choose. My strategy is, I've been called, I don't go into big cities, per se. Miami for the Super Bowl was the closest we got. We tend to go into smaller, medium cities.
That's another bad religion.
What's that?
Football.
Oh yeah. Well,
it's America's number one religion.
Absolutely. It's a idolatrous, paganized sport that the American church promotes. And Psalm 11:5. I'm going to leave you with this. You've been very gracious. Psalm 11:5. I stood outside in Georgia at a religious body. The pastor's promoting the Super Bowl, promoting the NFL. I stood out in front of their building when he came out, and I said, "Hey, Matt," I said, "go look up Psalm 11:5 because they tell you God loves everybody." God loves everybody.
Well, he does.
He loved at the cross when he sent Christ. If you're outside of that, you know what Psalm 11:5 says? He hates those who love violence. Doesn't say he loves the violent, hates the violence. He hates those who love violence. If you love the NFL, if you love MMA, if you love violent video games, you love Hollywood violent movies, God hates you. That's what it says. There's a way to change that. Repent and follow Christ.
Yeah, that would be a contradiction in the Bible then.
No, it's not a contradiction. Not at all.
God loved everybody so much he's willing to kill his son.
Yep. He sent his son.
The Psalms were written before.
He's the gate.
That happened.
He's the gate. So if I said to you, Miles, your house is on fire. I made a way through this door. It's the only door that's safe. Come out. And you go, no, I'm going out that way. No, Miles, it's on fire. I made a way. It's one way. That's loving to make one way. You've been gracious. Check out my website, man. I'd love to hear from you sometime.
I'll probably hit you up at some point.
Check it up. You got my email, you got my phone number. I'd love to hear from you. God be praised.